And that was Mr. Sister.
Twisted Sister.
Twisted Mister. Welcome to the real world, baby. So we've been ragging on people all night, and I figured, you know that stack right there? Those are all giveaway items. I have not... I know, I kept getting duplicates and stuff, and I haven't gone to the junk drawer in a long time. But that whole stack is stuff that was supposed to be giveaway items, and I haven't done them. Well, I was going to do one tonight, and I forgot.
You know, I'll take all your... more stuff.
Yeah, I got a few of those. I got all the big ones, including a DVD of Testimony Tour, which kind of leads us to the person I wanted to rag on tonight. Or next.
Yeah, the next in line.
You were talking about self-absorbed people here during the music, and a certain guy came up I'm not going to mention.
Shall I?
I don't know if you want to.
Martin Kornick?
Oh, that guy. Okay. And
asshole.
He's one of those guys that... This is not who I was going to, by the way. He's one of those guys that likes to... And I guess we're all guilty of this to some degree, but he likes to tout himself as being, involved in inside things and his part in some of the things that are going on.
There's different extremes that you can go through. There's where you know someone and you're giving valid information...
Right.
A musician, and all you're doing is relaying the information.
So it's accurate and
exactly
precise, right?
Right. And then there's ways of doing it where I know this. I can only tell you this amount. We'll let you know.
It's like, look at me, I got
it's being,
something special
it,
here.
It's the, it's the fifth member of the Beatles. Yeah. It's I am in, which... Yeah, you can say we can all be accused of it at one stage or another, but when it's just that's all you hear over and over. I did the new artwork on this. Look at his MySpace area. It's like Jesus.
Yeah. It's something about the way it's conveyed that it's thrown in your face, and you go, God, it's distasteful. Well, a new DVD was released this week. I got an email from Radiant Records, and it's called Bridge Across Forever, The Making Of, or something. And
Transatlantic.
It's a live concert with Roina's terrible guitar parts redubbed, I guess.
Well, let everyone know, just in case, who's in it.
Roinstalt, Pete Drewevis.
Of Marillion.
Neil Morris, of course. Uh-huh. And who's the last guy? Mike Portnoy.
Jeez.
Who am I leaving out here? Yeah,
gosh,
right.
Yeah. Well.
Yeah, Mike Portnoy. All right, which is kind of the reason we get back to this. There was a guy involved in that project.
Right.
That I really have a problem with. You know who I'm talking about? He's a video editor. He came here once when you and I were here.
Saturday.
Don't
who we didn't have a problem with initially. Well,
he's always a little bit. He kind of pried his way into our world.
Yeah,
I mean,
it was the first introduction was, hey, do you think I can go videotape Spock's Beard show as a fan, which happened to be the last shows that Neil Morris was involved with,
right?
Which were in store appearances, and you and I were both like, what do you think? Okay, he comes to the show, all right? And then, I'm a fan. I'm a total fan. Then.
Plus, he had credentials. He said, I work for Playboy TV or something, and I...
Then he came across with, once he found out that it was the last Neil Morris thing, he saw dollar signs.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, we both saw that from far away,
And it was, do you think I could sell this?
How much would they pay? Give me Nick's email address. Give me Neil's email address. Yeah. Give me this.
And that's when things started getting a little weird. But, he...
Then Calprog came in. Hello, Frisco.
He wanted to videotape the whole thing, and I paid for all those cameras. I rented all those cameras for him. They did donate their time. I will give them that.
Right.
They came to the show. They did a 5-camera shoot, exclusive access to everything.
Right.
And I never saw a single frame of video from that.
What did I tell you way before that even was? That was one of the things. I told you so. That was one of the greatest I told you so's I ever. Not to throw it in your face, but it was something like, dude.
Yeah.
As soon as his name's on this project, it's going to be Tangled Web.
Yeah, and you were right. And I had misgivings when you said that, right. But I let it happen.
And you said, well, for this price, I can't go wrong.
Yeah, you know, I didn't even know I was going to have to do the cameras, but it was like, you know, hey, I can't just bring these things, you know, you got to rent them for me. So, you know, it was a few hundred bucks to do that. But
well, didn't you get a edited version of
the Mike Keneally set? Yeah, I mean, and you know why he did that is because Keneally said, why don't you work one of these up? I might buy it from
exactly.
You. And so he had done it for him, and he finally sent me that, which was just god awful, anyways. I mean,
but. What was edited out?
I don't know. I mean, it was just
Shadow
a few
Self.
Songs. Yeah, Shadow Self,
which
wasn't on
was
it.
A Kevin
yeah.
Gilbert song, which yeah. he knew you would
want,
have
yeah.
major interest in.
Yes, of course. And
it's a dangling carrot.
Yeah, and I would still love to see those things. When this happened this week, I thought, you know, he has somehow weaseled his way into Mike Portnoy's realm, and he's done work with Portnoy. Now, at least the way he touts it, Mike has never mentioned his name, but he has said, yeah, whenever there's something about a Mike Portnoy project, yeah, I was involved in, I did the editing on
no,
I just
he's gotten in through Stan.
Is that how that,
mm-hmm.
is Stan friends with him?
Stan lets him work with him. We'll just leave it at that.
All right, well, all
you
this
and I are friends who do radio stuff together.
Yeah.
And other stuff.
That he lets him do his, all right, well, he may be good at what he does, but I just have this terrible.
Well, we'd like
face.
To see it.
I'd love to see it. I mean, I've given this guy access and have not seen anything. And, all right, so now.
Grinch has been bed buddies with this guy at times.
Well, you know, we've all talked to him before. And
Grinch has been to his house. Because remember, before one of the Keneally shows, Grinch was, I mean, Saturday was like, if anybody wants to come
yes,
over for
I
an exclusive
that.
Viewing party, I just that happen always, to have all this.
That always rubbed me the wrong way.
Yep.
Just the idea, come over here and see.
See what I did. Look what I did. Look what I could do.
Inviting everybody to chat to come sit in my den while I
come
broadcast.
Look at my den while I broadcast this over here.
So anyways, for this upcoming Portnoy show, The Amazing Journey, which is May 27th in Whittier, almost
uh-huh.
sold out. I asked Mike, how many tickets should I hold for band guests? And he asked me to hold 20, which is a fairly large amount, but
For the venue that seats
400,
a certain
yeah,
amount,
yeah,
that's, you know.
It seems like a lot, but that's fine. We're not hurting financially on this show. But then I start thinking, Frank is the kind of guy that would go to Portnoy and
right.
say, I want to go see this show. He didn't buy a ticket. I am more than... I'm more than thinking that he wants to be at this show, and I'm just waiting to see his name show up on a guest list. And I'm wondering, how should I handle that? Should I tell Mike, you know, this guy, I don't really want him here.
Well, and this is a little bit
just,
this is a little bit of
is,
people
you know?
Seeing behind the scenes. But my question to you, since I am handling security, is we're going to go to Portnoy, obviously, and say, what's the backstage scene going to be like because of security?
Well, yeah, I can't imagine him letting him backstage.
Well,
I would.
But this is someone who we know coming up to us, hey, you know, he wants me back here.
Well, yeah. See, then that's where the rub is, because I'm working with Portnoy directly. I'll have spent the entire week with him, and he's not going to come to one of the shows that I promote and say, I have inside access.
Right.
I mean, I just will not let that happen, you know? And I don't even want to be able to have him be on the guest list. There's probably no dignified way to handle something like that.
Well, I'm in the same situation with if I go out on the Spock's Beard Tour, one of those shows in Seattle has Franz and Renee
yeah,
and Sean are
go.
Going.
Yeah.
But it's to me, it's a work first. And
yeah.
nothing against them in a sense, but you know what? Just because you promoted this show doesn't mean you get the interview backstage with them
yeah.
and all access and all that. No, you're yeah. getting treated like any other promoter in any other venue.
Yeah.
You're
well, they aren't promoters. They're just like advertisers.
Right, but I know he's going to be there with a microphone in face
yeah.
going, ah, hello, Miss Piggy, this is Franz from The Dividing Line.
And that's a funny thing about, you know, inside access or friends. I mean, people who think they're friends
right.
that have screwed you over in the past, but then when you got something they want, they come and say, hey,
they knock on your door.
I'm your buddy, remember?
It's the cockroaches with the lights on.
Yeah.
Turn the lights
yeah.
on, they scatter. Turn the lights off, they come back out.
Yeah. All right, we're bad. We ragged on a lot of people.
No, but you know
that
what?
Was just,
but here's the thing is, though, a lot of people, especially with my quote-unquote persona,
yeah.
people will say, you know, well, you're just a hard-ass, you're a dick, you're all that. Well, you know what? So what? I don't care what they say about me in any circle, any realm,
yeah.
whatever. when it comes time for a show or an event, CalProg or whatever, if I'm the go-to man for a certain task, then that's my task.
Yeah.
I don't care if you're my friend. I don't care if you're my enemy or whatever.
Yeah.
I have a job to do. I'm going to do it.
Yeah.
At that point, you know, if I don't say hi to you in the hall, because it's for a reason.
Yeah, I've been on the receiving end of that.
Exactly. And it's just because...
You have to have time to say hi.
Yeah, it's just my... That's... You got a job to do.
Business is business. You got to take
care
of it. It's one thing to have friends. It's another.
I'm not going to come to you and say, you know, hey, Jim, we're buddies. Oh, I do your show, this and that, and blah, blah, blah. Okay, I'm going to bring 12 people over to this show, and I'm going to take them backstage.
On the other hand, the fact that you would never ask makes it a lot more likely that I'd say, you want to come backstage, you come on
exactly,
back.
For something,
you know what
like
I mean?
That. Yeah, but see, it's that reason alone that it's like, you know, why it's overstep your
people
boundaries?
Who have that sense of entitlement, you know, they come
well,
to
those
you,
are, those
I
are the people
deserve
who,
this.
Those are the ones, like Martin Kornick, who I'll say, who tell people, oh, that musician's my friend.
Yeah.
No, he's not your friend. You talked to him a few times. He's an acquaintance.
Yeah.
When was the last time you saw him? When was the last time you talked to him on the phone?
Yeah.
You know, when was the last time you talked to him other than about a show?
Right, right.
You know, when you talk to someone, you know, in a setting that's away from their business, then they're your friend.
Yeah.
But not when you're talking to them, you know.
Yeah, it's their business, and they don't think of it as if I'm developing friendships here by getting my job done.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, acquaintance is the right word. And I've spent a lot of time with Spock, for instance. I've spent a little time with Mike Portnoy and a lot of time working to get the show together. I still wouldn't. I'd feel very presumptuous to call them friends.
Right.
You know what I mean? I they know me, and we are friendly, but they're not like you and I are.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't, you know, pretend that they were Mexicans and have a big fight with them.
Hey! Well, and here's the point. People talk, you know, oh, you're just a roadie, or, you know, tell me all that stuff. Hey, you know what? Think what you want to think.
Sure.
Tears for Fears, prime example. I knew Roland Orzabal before I started working for them because of Nick. I would go with Nick. We would go wherever. Oh, we got to stop by Roland's house to pick up this CD. Oh, we have to go by here. So when I started working for them, Roland included me in everything.
Yeah.
Which to other techs, it was like, hey, why does he get to go do that? And it was like, sorry. I mean, I could joke around with him because I knew him from years before.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's a different
relationship that developed over time.
So it's not just like a, you know. But to someone like Martin Kornick, who would just meet someone and maybe videotape a show, oh, they're my friends.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, we, you know, this and that. And it's a fine line, and you just go, come on.
Yeah, and it's a strange phenomenon that I think is just associated with the music, you know, the businesses where there's entertainment involved. You know,
totally.
People are on stage, and they're recognizable and all that stuff. Nobody has ever... come, you know, this is this great database programmer I know. You know?
Yeah, exactly.
You don't see opposed to that crap.
Yeah.
You know what? It's 11 o'clock. We talked through two breaks here.
Right now?
Yeah. It's 3 minutes till 11.
So then we play two more songs, come back, and end the show.
I'm ready to go.
Are you ready?
Yeah, we're getting down here. I think people are probably sick of hearing us.
Don't dream it's over.
Huh? Oh, gee. All right. I'll play two songs, but let's say goodnight. Give the horn a last wankle there.
Oh, a last. This is the dead horn.
Can it actually run out?
Wait, that's Grinch's asshole.
The gear girls are trying to sleep, probably. Huh? What's that noise coming from in the den?
That's Dad. I think he thought Brokeback Mountains.
You know what? Jam came over and came in and she goes, you know, I really like it when Grudo comes over.
Why?
That's why I said, well, why is that? She goes, well, maybe because he's younger and he knows all the cool stuff.
I'm the cool dude.
Yeah. But anyway, she digs it when you come over. Kate now is, you know, a teenager. She's never around. She'll be home at midnight.
Well, so the ones who are listening, they got to hear what I proposed to you real quick if we're talking.
All right.
A Saturday show
to
help raise money for StudioGruno.com to keep that on the air.
Yeah. Pay your expenses for the website and the
everything that entails broadcasting, and we will give quality programming. I will be on the air from approximately 1 p.m. till midnight. And this is just a proposal, and I talked to you about it, and kind of like the Seanathon from O2, but now, but this will be Grunathon, whatever, and entertainment,
much better cause.
live music, and 100% of the proceeds. Oh. When people donate, this is what I'm going to do. When people donate, I will give them a clock with the Studio Gruno logo on it.
Wow.
Yeah, so it's going to be cool. And we'll have, you know,
the Studio Gruno logo has been well worn. I've seen it on stage with Spock Spirit before.
Yeah. So, I mean, you know,
that's cool.
We're going to have.
I'll be there. I'll do it.
You'll be able to broadcast through Delicious Agony from my studio, okay. And I'll be able to broadcast through Studio Gruno.
Okay.
At the same time.
Simulcast.
So, yeah, we'll simulcast it. It'll be great.
Sounds like a plan to me.
I mean, you come over, you'll get to play bass.
Yeah, I'll bring it over with high hopes.
No, you will. I'll make sure that you get to.
You know, it's probably better I don't.
Well,
that
you're going to have to learn an 80s song, an 80s pop song that I choose.
I could do that.
And what I'm going to do is every guest from now on who comes into my studio to
play the same song.
Has to play an 80s song, a cover tune of an 80s song. It can't be an 80s prog tune. It's got to be an 80s pop tune.
Okay.
That'll be the fun of it.
I'll learn them all.
Because it's easy to learn, whatever it is. You know, I'll have a list of about 10 songs that people can choose from throughout the year. And then they'll just – and I think it'll be fun.
Yeah, sounds like
And we'll put out a CD at the end of the year and have stuff like that.
There you go. All right. Well, thanks for coming over again. It's been a truly unique night. I think it'll be talked about for some time to come, at least the legendary little spat we had this evening. That may have been pushing our luck, but it was fun pulling everybody.
You know what? And
there.
Herring missed it, and a couple other people, Fireblade missed it.
You know, I'm going to archive this show. It'll be available at calprog.com. If you go to Papa J's Archives, you'll be able to find it there.
That's good. I'm going to have to actually go for once, too. And I don't like downloading archives. It just takes too long, and I sit there, and I'm going like, what? But, I mean, I lived it, so that's why.
Yeah, it'd be interesting to hear back and see what it actually, if it really sounded real. Because people we know and have known for years thought it was real, which I still find kind of amazing because, you know, we've talked about everything. I can't believe anybody would think we were really arguing like that.
Oh, you know what? They're saying our mics aren't on.
What?
I got you again. I had to get you a thing.
You got to be good, too. I'm thinking, oh, we just talked for 20 minutes and I didn't hear anything?
Okay. I still got it.
You still got
it. I got
it.
A million of them. Monday, 7 p.m. Pacific time, StudioGruno.com. Guilty Pleasure with Gruno only at StudioGruno.com.
All right. Good night. I got to turn the right button on here. No, that's not it. It's here.
Oh baby, baby. Oh baby, baby. Oh baby, baby. How was I supposed to know that something wasn't right? Oh baby, baby, I shouldn't have let you go. And now you're out of sight. Yeah, show me how you want it to be. Tell me baby, cause I need to know now. Oh, because my loneliness is killing me. I must confess, I still believe. I breathe is you. let me go. Let me seek the answers that I need to know. Let me find a way. Let me walk away through the undertow. Please let me go. Let me fly. Let me fly. Let me rise against that blood red velvet sky. Let me chase it all. Break my wings and fall. Probably survive. So let me fly. Let me fly.